USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California is bracing for landfall as Hurricane Hillary moves toward the West Coast.
President Biden has a warning for residents.
I urge everyone, everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
The region is under its first ever tropical storm watch. Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter with the National Weather Service says Hillary will likely arrive tomorrow as a tropical storm.
This will bring significant and potentially dangerous and rare impacts to portions of Southern California and the Southwest U.S.
Hillary is expected to weaken before it reaches Southern California, but will still likely bring heavy rain and flooding. It's expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now 114. Hawaii's First Lady Jamie Green called the deaths tragic.
Tragically, it took less than a single day for us to lose Lahaina in the deadliest fire our country has seen in more than a century.
Governor Josh Green vowed to rebuild Lahaina. More than 1,000 people remain missing. A recent poll indicates that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy are now tied for second place in the GOP primary. DeSantis saw a significant decrease from his previous 21% support in June. Now both he and Ramaswamy are at 10%. Former President Trump leads the Republican race with a commanding 56% support among likely GOP voters, as per the Emerson College poll. China is conducting military drills around Taiwan in an angry response to the Taiwanese vice president's recent stopovers in the U.S. China said earlier today the drills are a serious warning to separatist elements in Taiwan. And Americans will likely run out of their pandemic savings this quarter. That's according to a study from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate hosted by the Republican National Committee will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump previously signaled he might not take part in the debate as polls show him holding a huge lead over his 2024 GOP rivals. The FBI is looking for a Florida Proud Boy who failed to appear in federal court for sentencing Friday. Christopher Worrell was convicted on 7 counts stemming from his actions during the January 6th riot. Prosecutors are asking for a 14-year prison sentence, citing his lack of remorse and refusal to take responsibility for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Get a used Game Day NFL shirt and help support the Maui relief efforts.
The National Football League's Los Angeles Rams players will be wearing a special T-shirt during Saturday's pregame warm-ups. The blue T-shirts say Malama Maui on the front, and the team is selling them for about $40. All proceeds from the sales of the shirts will go to the American Red Cross to aid Maui wildfire relief efforts. Malama is the Hawaiian word for caring, nurturing, and to take care. Players from the visiting Las Vegas Raiders will also be wearing special shirts that will be sold with proceeds aiding Maui. Unfortunately, the National Football League decided to put the game on a subscription-based TV audience only. I'm Lance Pry.
And Sweden is the bronze medal winner in the 2023 Women's World Cup. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.